What do we have after Pride Month? We have Straight Month, which is fun because that's the month I'm born in. So we're gonna do what the one thing that straight people, I guess not straight people, but straight couples have ruined. It's having heterocomp couples. But let's first introduce ourselves. I'm Minty.
And I don't know what heterocomp is. I'm Annie.
What? Are you pretending?
And this is Fun and Tired, where we serve every podcast with an FU.
Basically, heterocomp or hetero, I think it's, was it compulsory? I forget how you pronounce it. But it's like, it's Skater Boy. He was a boy, she was a girl. Can we make it any more obvious? The series is gonna pair them up because they're opposite genders when, like, really it makes no sense. And we're talking specifically the ones where, like, it's obviously one of them is, like, has a relationship with a same-sex person, but the series didn't want to do that.
So they shoo in a girl just to prove that the main character was hetero.
Yeah, usually it's a girl. A useless female character.
Now, the number one example, I don't want to start any fight. This is just what the popular belief is. The number one hetero comp couple is Naruto Hinata, because we all know Naruto was gay for Sasuke. When Naruto was getting his ass beaten by the Lightning Village, or whatever you call them, you knew at that moment Naruto was gay.
Okay, yeah, that was kind of like, you know, a very intimate moment.
Why have Naruto and Sasuke kiss if they're not a little gay?
That was an accident.
I think Shikamaru did it in the anime?
Oh, I can't remember if Shikamaru is some random dude.
Greatest gay ally out there.
That's why Shikamaru became Naruto's advisor.
So, we're not saying every couple is hetero comp.
Yeah, like, honestly, I wouldn't count Naruto and Hinata because I feel like the series did try to push them together in the end. You know, like, Hinata stood up for Naruto, Naruto was noticing her. You know, like, I mean, I get it.
Here's the problem with that. You show in some last minute the girl has it for the guy, and then you have years and years of development between two guys.
Sure, yeah, that's how I get it. But you know,
we made a whole movie to try to compensate.
You knew when Hinata protected Naruto from pain, that's like 100% this is the end couple.
Broke your tiny, tiny weeaboo heart.
I know, I'm such a strong Naruto Sakura shipper. I'm so sad. It ruined shipping for me forever.
You know, what's an interesting hetero comp, but not in the way you think, is that I strongly believe Ichigo and Orihime is hetero comp, but not because I think Ichigo should have been with a dude, is because Orihime 100% should have ended up with Tatsuki.
Yeah, I actually really like the Orihime-Tatsuki ship. I feel like Tatsuki has always been watching out for Orihime, and like, I don't know. I think we all kind of know, if you like read the whole series of Bleach, that there wasn't enough Ichigo and Orihime moment. There wasn't enough like Ichigo noticing Orihime. Because as you read the series, okay, like Rukia and Renji were kind of always together. They were always working together. They were being stupid and whatnot. So I was like, okay, I can like kind of get on this ship now. But like the Ichigo and Orihime never played a role. Just never. And I was like, oh my god, you guys got married? Fuck.
I mean, Orihime's cute, like cutest simp in the world, but man, Tatsuki was trying.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, she was strong and she was protecting her and she was with all her friend groups. And I mean, I think Tatsuki was kind of helping Orihime hook up with Ichigo, but you know, it just backfired, I guess. Or I guess it didn't backfire because they ended up together and it's very sad.
I'd like to do a shout out to the Uyu Chad ship because I'm rewatching Bleach and that should have been more popular.
You think so?
I'm just saying, you know, like, I need a strong butch gay with obliterate that little twink gay.
With that one scene where he saved Uyu when they got cannon fired into the Serite.
And when Chad went back with Uyu because Uyu's cape got caught and he just carried Uyu's twink ass out of there. Like, yes.
And I think it's just because Chad, as much as Orihime doesn't play a role, Chad really gets shafted. He is just like on the sidelines. He like loses almost every battle. And then like the Thousand Year Blood War arc, which I am like wondering, when is it coming out? Because I'm waiting. Shafted, man.
How dare you say that when his mother was attacked by a hollow and we get to talk about that.
I don't know. I mean, that's the assumption because he's a Fullbringer, right? But they still don't talk about what happened to his parents except that they're dead.
We don't talk about Chad.
Which is like one of the worst art in like animes ever. I want to say the worst, but it's pretty bad considering the arcs that came before and after it.
I want to say a special shout out if we're done with this topic of Bleach.
Sure.
Hunter x Hunter and Yu Yu Hakusho, my animes where we just show the guy with a girl and say, God, I hope the audience don't realize that this guy is gay. I'm talking about all that weird, awkward dates going went on. What was her name, the freaky one? Palm?
Palm, yeah.
And I was like, I'm pretty sure that's an adult dating a child.
I mean, it was one episode, and like...
Isn't she horny for him the whole time?
She liked him. I don't know if she was horny, but she did like him for a good portion, I would say. But I think her eye was always on the eyeglass guy.
Yeah, I like eyeglass guy. I wish he got a better hat.
Yeah.
Like, I will make a Kickstarter, get this guy a better hat.
Give him a toupee.
Because right now he's just wearing an orange version of Kite's hat, and I'm like, I know you stole that from Kite. I know you're like, oh, he's dead, he won't miss this hat.
It's like a beret. It's fancy. It's fashion. But it was okay. I mean, you know the Gon and Killua ship is much stronger anyways.
Okay, but what about in Yu Yu Hakusho when he was like, okay, I want Hiei and Kurama to be gay, but no, it's too forward for my time. I'm gonna put Hiei with Mukuro, a random woman from the last arc.
Technically, only the last arc of the anime. The manga has one more arc. But I don't know if they were really a couple. Like, I don't know if they were romantic. The Hiei and Kurama ship is so cute, though. And they have nice pictures together.
What's gay? A gay person or whatever the hell Hiei had going on?
I don't know. He was kind of a tsundere.
He was a tiny green gay gremlin.
And it would never turn green again. There was nothing wrong with him transforming into a green goblin eye monster dude.
I just wish the sister did it too.
Yeah, you know, you gotta think to yourself, how does demonology bloodline work in the freaking Yu Yu Hakusho universe? Because Yusuke had like nothing from his like great grandpa or whatever. Whatever the fuck.
It's like One Piece mermaid fist line, you know, genealogy.
Genealogy.
I went to beach therapy.
Hey, at least they explained that and they like outright just said, fuck it, I'm doing whatever the fuck I want. That was just like, so Yusuke is like, how much demon and how much powers does he have? And
Yusuke boasts about his demon heritage as much as a white person boasts about being 1/16 Cherokee. I don't know why white people love to brag about that.
They saw Cher do it and was like, I want to be just like her.
Oh, Cher did it? Okay, that's fine then.
Cher is like, yeah, she's a small percentage Native American. That's why she has a song called Half Breed about like people bullying her for being Native American. But it's like, she's a small percentage and her mom was also a small percentage. You know what I mean? Like, it's in there.
Fun fact for the mainland viewers, you know, in Hawaii, there's a school that's a really good school that I think Obama went to.
No. Don't get it twisted, okay? Obama went to Punahou, which is a very good school.
Okay, gotcha.
Kamehameha only allows Native Hawaiian students because the whole point is to perpetuate Queen Emma's vision, which is to help the people of Hawaii. And Kamehameha has tons and tons of money. Not the best students. For some reason, nobody really knows why. Because again, ton of money.
But can't you like go there if you're like, if you can prove somewhere in your family tree, even if it's in the tiny apple in the corner?
Oh, yeah. You have to prove that you're Hawaiian. Or Native. Yeah.
If you're Hawaiian and you adopt someone, can that kid go to your school?
As long as you can prove that they are Native Hawaiian.
Okay, so if I adopt like a child completely not Native Hawaiian, they can't go to that school.
I know. I wonder why we keep saying Native Hawaiian when there's no like Hawaiian and Native Hawaiian is different. No one even says Native Hawaiian. We're just getting confused with Native American because our fucking minds is still like, you're still in the last conversation, right? It's like, no, we moved on.
Hey, that's your fun fact of the day.
Also, supposedly not everybody can get in still.
What?
They don't just take it. I think they have like a number.
The lottery?
There's only a certain amount they can accept.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
I thought you were just...
It's like the Futurama episode where like they thought the Earth was going to explode, so they had to stick their hand in to say pass or fail if they were going to go to Mars. It's like, cranky old woman, pass. It's like, what the fuck?
Cranky old woman too. We just accepted one.
Yeah. I was like, bullshit. Not a lottery. It's just a number. I think there's several Kamehameha schools, so it's... You can try to go to another one, but I think it's like on a different island, some of them. Like I said, ton of money. They have tons of land. You know, land is what makes the big money. Anyways, enough about school and Native people. Like a whole other episode just talk about Native people.
Okay, I'm gonna ask a question. Do you think a hetero comp ever ruined the series by voicing a hetero couple?
Well, there's the one couple, which we're gonna talk about now, I guess, that I feel like kind of ruined it, which is one of the most hetero comp series. And we're not reading a bunch of shoujos, so I'm sure there's gotta be more in shoujos of hetero comp couples where you're kind of like, the drama between the girl and the boy is so stupid, they should just end up with their best friend kind of thing. But for us, it's definitely Toriko and Rin. Not the most popular series, which, to be honest, I actually do really like the series, but Toriko takes a big inspiration from Dragon Ball Z. And as we all know, in Dragon Ball, Goku as a kid promises to marry another girl and doesn't see her for years, and then when she's like, time to pay up, he's like, okay, let's do it, and then they get married, which is fine, I guess. Not the most like healthiest, but you know, that's what it is. Toriko kind of took a page from that and was like, hey, Rin, who was like Toriko's friend's sister, Rin likes Toriko. Rin did one nice thing for Toriko. They got married. And when they got married, the 7-course wedding meal, which is like this grandular gesture because the whole series is about making fantastical dishes, it was all based on Toriko's adventure with his partner, Komatsu, who's a dude. And it's like, so I gotta watch Toriko and Komatsu go down memory lane about how great their journey was and how much they care for each other for Toriko to just marry Rin in the end.
I mean, it worked out in the end because right after the wedding, Toriko and Komatsu went into space and left Rin's ass at home. Rin is... I know the author, like, there's a lot of shitty things about him. God, we don't talk about how sexist this man is. She is just shafted time after time. Like, hey, she's one of the, you know, secondary characters' sister. Do we ever talk about that relationship more than once? Nine.
I don't know if I'd call the series sexist. It definitely lacks any female representation. I do feel like the few females they do have are some of the coolest females in animes. You know, like, I like Milk Second. I like, Setsuna.
It's kind of like Food Wars, though. The woman will always be second to a man.
Okay. Oh, you know, okay, when you put it like that way, then yes, it is sexist.
Like, you can have, like, God, look at his sequel, Build King.
Wait, I had no women.
Exactly. One woman.
Oh, yeah. Who was like an architect and never talked about architect, you know?
That's the thing. That's the women. Come in, they talk a little, then they leave. Never see them again.
Like, just make Quirk a man, then. I would rather have an interesting character than have female representation.
What? Yeah, so Toriko and Rin is, like, the most, like, I've never seen a series so gay, and you try to fix it so poorly, and then you just ruined it at the end when you made the two guys one off.
That's why I feel like it just kind of ruined it, because, like, Toriko's really good, until a certain point where it kind of goes downhill a little, then 3 volumes of one arc that's really shitty. I mean, it dropped so hard and it couldn't save. Like, I didn't necessarily need Toriko and Komatsu to end up together. I just needed to make sense of how, like, how could you have this gay-ass fucking wedding buffet and end up being, like, a heterosexual wedding?
Man, yo.
There is less representation of Toriko and Rin than there was of Ichigo and Orihime. Because at least Orihime was in the story. Rin was not even in it after a while.
That's why I hate couples where one's a giant simp and the other does not reciprocate. Because you're like, oh, the evidence is there. A was always simp for B. It's like, but B never reciprocated.
Right? Like, marriage is an agreement between two people. It's not like a divorce where just you only need one person to initiate a divorce.
Sometimes it baffles me how hetero people write hetero couples so wrong.
Because it's like a romance aspect, and like, I guess if you don't write romance, because Toriko, the manga before it, was some kind of gag manga, right?
Yeah.
And I think it did very well, but I have no idea what it is. I think it's only in Japan.
I mean, didn't get good enough for an English translation, so...
It's harder to do, I feel like, the gag mangas of Japan, just because I feel like a lot of the jokes are probably tailored towards Japan. So it's like, why would we even try for it? Like, you can't be like, Bobobo or Gintama was like completely random, so you could get the joke no matter what.
I love that Gintama joke. We gotta watch that, with the one where like, he's yelling and someone just holds up a sign saying, we can't hear you from that distance.
Oh my god, you love that joke.
I do, I love it so much.
I know, we gotta read Gintama. Gintama is one of the mangas I wanted to read for an incredibly long time. It's just like, there's always another series that comes up and it's like, all right, you're shorter, or like, all right, I've seen the anime, so now I gotta read the manga. And it's like, Gintama goes back and back, because Gintama dub starts at like the second season, and I'm like, well, I'm not gonna fucking watch the second season and not the first. Man, we had watched Gintama, we'd have so much merch, because Don Quixote was selling that shit for like cheap.
I mean, yeah, I mean, we would have gotten a lot of penguins. There's a penguin there.
I have no idea. Wait, the white penguin?
It's like a blue and white penguin, I think.
Like from Yu Yu Hakusho?
You know what? Maybe that is... Maybe it was a white penguin.
I'm trying to think. Is it the white penguin with the kappa hair?
I can't remember now. I even brought it up. Now, moving on to the next hetero comp couple.
Yeah, I actually really wanted to end with Toy Corner, but you asked the question, so I had to bring it up. I think this one's more in the vague sense, but I just feel like Asta from Black Clover, I know he's got many female potentials. You know, Noelle, Rebecca. What's the sister's name? I always forget her name.
Sister Ivy.
Ivy. Maybe Marie, if you count that.
The weird axolotl slime girl.
Axolotl slime girl. But shit, he's so fucking gay for Yuno.
His time skip look when he gets really jacked, but he's still really short. Like, that's nothing's been gayer. Like, wear a shirt, gay boy.
Yeah, why doesn't he wear a shirt?
He's trying to be like Yami.
Yami wears a tank top.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. He has no excuse other than being a gay man in the background of YMCA.
I'm just saying. From, like, chapter one, they basically end it with, like, you know, acknowledging Asta, always saying, you are my rival. You can do this. We're both gonna compete to become Wizard King because I believe that you can do it, but I'm just, like, I believe I can also do it. So it's just basically a race to see who can get there first. And it's like, oh, it's so fucking gay.
And there's, like, several anime openings of, like, we're in love.
Every,
like,
anime opening.
And they're doing the whole, you know, like, fist bump that they love to do. Like, they got really good at drawing that fist bump.
There's that one anime opening. I think it's, like, number 9. That sounds like a fucking shoujo anime opening. And it's like, I just gotta hear the words, kiss, kiss, fall in love. And we're there. Fucking gonna do this. Although I will admit, I do, like, of all his potential mates, I do like Rebecca. And
you're the only person.
I can't be the only person. The fandom's not big enough to reveal all, like, the people who ship Asta and Rebecca. Because even you know the Asta and Noelle ship is whack.
I mean, I don't want to get into that, but I will say the most popular ship Asta has is with either Noelle or Mimosa.
I forgot about Mimosa.
Yeah, that's a very popular ship. Because people ship Noelle with Yuno.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I don't go into tag a lot.
It's not like once, as far as I know.
They were on a team once, I think.
I'm only on the part where they just got to... Asta meets, Libero, his little demon inside him.
His demon named after Haikyuu Volleyball?
Shut up. Maybe I could be wrong, but I think that's what it is.
No, I think they were, like, on a team doing that whole, tournament thing.
Oh, yeah, that's a good arc. But I'm just saying, they only talk, like, once. Or maybe twice. Because I'm pretty sure they talked during the Elf War. Like, once. Oh, God, you know... Ugh. I don't mind the Asta and Mimosa that much, because Mimosa is really nice, and she's always been kind of welcoming to Asta.
And she had that one tit out the whole time.
You will not stop obsessing about her character design.
It's so bad. So, like, why is the one tit out?
It's being cupped by, like, some weird strapping.
I'm so proud of her. She's supporting her one tit.
You don't know. They don't could be support. It's just covered by, like, the Golden Dawn cape.
Oh, you know what would be a hetero comp if it actually happened? Senku and Kohaku from Dr. Stone.
That would be very hetero comp because Senku does not like Kohaku. I think Kohaku kind of likes Senku, but, like, I don't know. I just don't feel like Senku reciprocates.
And one time they kissed and Senku was just like, I feel nothing.
Like, I don't know why we have to do this. Like, I think there could have been a million scientific things we could have done. It's not this. Yeah, Senku was definitely over that. God, I wonder what... Watch that arc. The arc is so fucking good.
Gotta get past my favorite arc first, Discovery.
That's your favorite arc?
Yeah, basically.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, introduce two of my favorite characters, why not?
I guess so, but I feel like the way they introduced Money was a little whack.
It's a little whack, yeah. I mean, the way that Rusui built that ship, though.
I mean, it's got good scenes. I just wouldn't call it my favorite arc.
I like the invention that made a lot of sense. Like, I like, kind of like how in the last arc, it was too much information. I don't blame them. They were building a gosh darn computer, so it was much easier to understand how spoilers. They made asphalt.
Whatever. So yeah, I don't think anyone in One Piece is gonna hook up, but if Luffy hooks up with a girl, that's pretty hetero comp.
I would like to say one thing. I don't know why I didn't read this part in One Piece yet, but I know that one dude, Sai, marries Baby 5. I feel like that's a weird ship.
That, yeah, it's not hetero comp because I think he was engaged to someone else, but it was like a political wedding. And then when Baby 5 fell in love with him, his grandpa was like, yeah, you can marry her. And Sai's like, what? Grandfather, no. I think he was kind of like reluctantly giving, I guess not reluctantly, but like hesitantly giving in. Like, he was, like, slowly, like, I guess this could work? It's a weird ship, but it's, like, I don't know. It's kind of cute when you read it. You didn't read it yet, that's why. So, it's, like, it is weird, but it's, like, you know, like, how sometimes guys are stupid?
Yeah.
So, you just, like, in this instance, I just feel like he's too stupid to be, like, what's good for him. And so, Baby 5 has to come and be, like, I'm good for you. And he's kind of, like, okay. But arguably, you could go the other way and say that's super whack.
All right. And I just want to end this podcast saying, I don't think Deku and Ochako's hetero comp fight me Baku Deku shippers. That's all I'm going to leave on the subject. That's a minefield.
Well, to be fair though, as far as where I am at, I haven't seen Ochako really.
Yeah, but you know, Ochako was really good friends with Deku in the beginning before she got shafted.
I get it, yeah. It's just like, I mean, the Baku Deku ship keeps moving forward, and the, hell, even my favorite ship, right? The Deku and Todoroki. Kind of got a standstill, although I do have a movie. I have not seen the third movie because the second one was so terrible.
Yeah, y'all, My Hero Academia movies aren't good. I don't know why we really miffed it with My Hero Academia, but we put so much money in Demon Slayer and Jujutsu Kaisen.
I know. You know why? Because they're not written by them. Well, technically the first one was written by the manga creator, right?
I believe they're all written by the manga creator. Because second one, this is spoilers for the second movie.
This is a spoiler warning.
Yeah, because it's a big spoiler. Because when Deku gave Kachan All For One, that's how the creator wanted to end the series.
Oh, right. I remember this.
Yeah, but then realized that people wouldn't be happy with that, so he just made a movie one-off.
Yeah, it's a shitty ending. That'd be the shittiest ending to one of the greatest series. But so it'll be interesting to see what the real ending will, I guess the new ending would be.
Oh, yeah, that's the heterocon couples that we don't like. If we missed some, you can put it in the comment.
I would love to see more heterocomp couples. I want to see how homophobic, especially like more recent series, because like obviously if it's in the 90s and it's like, yeah, homophobia was a big thing, but like for recent ones, it's like, I mean, Japan is still against gay marriage, so they're kind of still living in the past.
If you put any couples from Demon Slayer as heterocomp in the comments, I will come.
I'm coming for you.
I'm coming for you.
Okay, thanks guys. Straight run is stupid dumb.